From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Catalonians gathered in Barcelona Sunday to protest the Catalan government's push for secession from Spain. Police say 350,000 demonstrators attended. Organizers say more than 900,000 people joined in. One protester told the French news agency AFP on Sunday, "We have perhaps been silent too long." Last week, Catalonians voted overwhelmingly for independence. In that poll, which was called illegal by the Spanish government, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was well under half of the electorate. Opinion polls have consistently suggested more Catalans favor remaining in Spain than declaring independence. Organizers said the slogan for Sunday's rally is "Enough, let's recover good sense." The chief of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards is warning that regional American military bases in the Middle East would be at risk of an Iranian missile attack if the United States imposes new sanctions against Iran. President Trump plans to declare in the coming days that Iran is not in compliance with the 2015 International Agreement to Curb Its Nuclear Weapons Agreement, but he will then give Congress 60 days to decide whether to renew economic sanctions against Iran. But Iranian state media quoted the Guard's commander as warning Sunday, if new sanctions are imposed, the U.S. would have to move their regional bases. This is VOA News. Australians have handed in 51,000 weapons during the first national gun amnesty in more than 20 years. The government says the amnesty has helped to reduce the risk of firearms falling into the hands of terrorists and criminals. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Authorities in Australia believe the three-month gun amnesty that ran through September 30 has made the country safer since a mass shooting in the state of Tasmania in 1996. It's estimated that there are about 260,000 unregistered weapons in Australia, which has some of the world's toughest gun control measures. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the measures are critical to Australian society.
Now, it's vitally important that we maintain our gun control laws. They are among the strictest in the world. We've seen the shocking tragedy in Las Vegas. The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia.
Anyone found with an unregistered firearm in Australia now faces up to 14 years in prison or a heavy fine. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is defiantly calling his country's nuclear weapons program a, quote, treasured sword to protect it against aggression, even as President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe continue to pressure his regime. Pyongyang state media reported that Kim told the powerful Central Committee of the ruling Workers' Party on Saturday that the nuclear weapons were a, quote, powerful deterrent, guaranteeing the country's sovereignty against what he described as protracted nuclear threats of the U.S. imperialists. But he acknowledged that North Korea's standoff with the United States, Japan, South Korea, and other countries over its nuclear weapons development was a, quote, complicated international situation. The United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. That announcement from the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, a statement released on Sunday, read, "Recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel." The statement did not clarify the reasons for which it is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. The statement said, "In order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy, we've suspended all non-immigrant visa services." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.